President Biden's first encounter on his trip abroad was not with a foreign adversary. It was a Brood X cicada, which flew into the president this morning as he was leaving for Europe. A swarm of cicadas also invaded the engine of the plane carrying reporters who are covering the president's first trip abroad and delayed that flight for several hours. None of it seemed to faze the president. He outlined his goals this morning for meetings with NATO allies and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Strengthening the alliance, make it clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight.
While he is abroad, the president will also be calling on senators to try to salvage that infrastructure deal. Let's talk about it all with our political strategist, Bill Press, the Democrat, and Alice Stewart, the Republican. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Peter.
Good to be with you.
Welcome and, from cicada territory.
I was just going to say, I knew if we waited long enough, we'd be able to talk about cicadas and politics in the same breath, and it finally arrived.
There you go.
Bill, seriously, how tough will it be for the president to reset relationships with European allies on this, his first trip abroad as president?
Well, Peter, that certainly is his first priority, and it's extremely important that he do so. Obviously, these are the oldest democracies on the planet. They're our friends. We've been through two world wars together and more for over 75 years. But in the last 4 years, those relationships were torn apart. And it's up to the president's job. First job in Europe, of course, is to, as your correspondent said a few minutes ago, to repair those relationships, to undo the damage of the last 4 years. To let them know by his presence that America is back, you can trust us again, we want to work with you on all the common problems that we have, starting with the pandemic. And I think that's extremely important. His second challenge, of course, is to put it to Vladimir Putin. He doesn't trust Putin, doesn't like him, never has. And I think you're going to see a very frank meeting with Putin where he's going to say, look, you got to knock it off. We're not going to put up with this anymore. No more messing around with our elections. No more hacking into our economic system, whether it's meatpacking plants or the electric grid or the pipelines or whatever. This behavior has to change. And if not, there are going to be serious consequences.
Alice, Peter, what do you think?
If I can just say, I just think, you know, to say that America is back doesn't make sense because America never went anywhere. And former President Trump's America First policy was not about America going it alone. It was about putting American policies and our strength at the forefront. And while I will stand by him on policies, certainly the tone and tenor in which he enacted trade tariffs and withdrew from international treaties certainly frustrated our allies across the pond. And there is some need and importance of President Biden to go and make amends. And I will say this, Bill, you can back me up on this. I do believe President Biden's experience and background in the Senate and as vice president has prepared him well with the relationships that he has formed over the years. But my fear is that his idea of going over there to reset relations is going to be nothing more than to announce to the entire world that the USA ATM is back in operation. And we need to make sure this is not just about us being there financially for our allies, but it's about us being together, uniting against these important issues, whether it is the COVID vaccine, whether it is terrorism, whether it is election fraud, whether it is climate change. We need to work together. And the U.S. does not need to bear the brunt financially for a lot of these alliances.
Yeah,
Alice,
if I can,
do you
Peter,
want to hear just real quick, and then I want to follow up with Alice on
sure.
Vladimir Putin.
I was just going to, if I can, yes, we do have to reset that relationship. I mean, we do have to let them know they can trust us again. Look, we work together with them. Alice says we have to work together. We work together with them on the Paris Climate Accords. Donald Trump ripped it apart day one. We worked together with them on the nuclear deal with Iran. Donald Trump ripped it apart day one. So no wonder they're a little nervous about whether they can trust making or working something out with the United States and having it stick. That's all I'm saying.
Alice, do you want a shift in tone from President Biden with Vladimir Putin?
I do. Look, Vladimir Putin is a dangerous leader, and what he did with regard to the elections was wrong. And you know, a lot of even Republicans suffered the consequences of that. So I do hope that President Biden lives up to his word when he said that Putin will pay a price for election interference. And I hope he is able to communicate that and deliver that message, and the message is received when they have their meeting together.
I want to ask two questions on a different trip abroad now. Kamala Harris, back from Central America and Mexico, she called it a success, but she did catch a fair amount of heat from both parties for things that she said. Republicans leapt on her for an answer to a question from NBC's Lester Holt about when she'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border to address the surge of migrants. Let's listen.
This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned.
Alice, start with you. Why are Republicans so worried about Kamala Harris going to the border?
Well, why is she so worried about going to the border, Peter? That's the question. She's the, quote, border czar for this administration, and she won't go to the border. Clearly, she has
concerns
about—
I think that's a Republican term. Joe Biden said she needs to address the root causes of migration in Central America, just to be clear.
Look, I 100% agree with what she sees as the root causes. We do need to continue funding to the Northern Triangle to help them economically and to help with this. The fears people have there with regard to gangs and violence and drugs and sex trafficking and the economics, I completely agree with her going to the Northern Triangle and addressing the root causes. But you cannot do that at the expense of ignoring the crisis at the border. We even have a Democratic congressman, Cuellar, from Texas, who has invited her and the president to come down and see firsthand the crisis at the border, and she will not do so. I'm optimistic that she follows through with her word to do so sooner rather than later.
She has since said she will go. Bill, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez criticized Harris for saying don't come to migrants when she was in Guatemala. The congresswoman said seeking asylum at any U.S. border is a 100% legal method of arrival. I don't think Democrats were expecting an intra-party conflict here with this fight. How do you think Kamala Harris did?
First of all, on that point, I think she said just the right thing. And I'm sure not every single Democrat agrees with her. But the point is, she was very tough, I think, on her trip. Look, there was that awkward soundbite I want to come back to about the border. But she was very tough on her trip. She did issue those words. Don't come to the border because you're not going to get in. People needed to hear that.
Joe Biden has said that, by the way,
president
several times.
Of Guatemala. He has said that, too. She told the president of Guatemala, listen, we're going to help you clean up things down here, but you have to clean up your own act, and we're not going to ignore the corruption in your government. That was good stuff. She told the president of Mexico, we're going to help you, but you've got to step up to the plate at the southern border and the northern border, and you've got to do more. So I think that was a success. Back to the border for a second. Let me just say this, Peter and Alice. I'm from California, okay? Kamala Harris has been to the border I don't know how many times as United States Senator, as Attorney General. Lester Holt was correct. She has not been there as Vice President. But I would say, so what? In California, let me tell you, we have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of politicians of both parties come to the border with the TV crews in tow. They get their picture taken, they go away, and they do absolutely nothing. You know what we call them? Tourists. They don't do anything. So I think we're making much too much of the fact that as vice president, she has not been there yet.
Lots to talk about here, but I want to shift to Joe Manchin very briefly here, a Democrat from West Virginia. He spoke after a meeting yesterday with concerned civil rights leaders because he said he would not support the bill that Democrats are trying to pass. Let's listen.
We had a constructive conversation. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. And I think I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
Joe Manchin also said he did not think anyone's position changed in that meeting. He has said he will not budge on the filibuster. He is giving his party quite a few headaches. I want to ask you both quickly, what responsibility does Joe Manchin have now, since he is throwing up these roadblocks, to get something done on a bipartisanship matter? Is it his responsibility now, Bill?
No, it's not totally his responsibility, but I think Joe Manchin, has to stop believing in Santa Claus. How can he continue to trust Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell is never going to change. Republicans are never going to compromise. I think Manchin has to realize if he really, really believes in voting rights, he's going to have to support either a fix or killing the filibuster, because otherwise it will never happen. And I would just finally say, Mitch McConnell proved that this week, made a total fool of Joe Manchin. When Manchin says, oh, I won't support the For the People Act, but I'll vote for the John Lewis Act, doesn't he realize Republicans will be filibustered that too? And Mitch McConnell the very next day said, I oppose that too.
Alice, I want to give you the last word.
Sure. Joe Manchin is the living face of shattering the notion of Democrats saying that Republicans are standing in the way of so much progress that needs to get done. And he is representing his constituents in West Virginia. They're not Santa Claus. They're constituents in West Virginia. And he's doing what his constituents want. And the fact that he's the one standing up goes to show it's not just Republicans.
We got to go. Alice Stewart is a Republican strategist. Bill Press, the Democrat. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Peter.
Hey, thanks, Peter.